Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP from Clearwater, home of the Phillies Spring Training Complex, and of course home of the 2018 Phils, which in a couple days will be taking on the Atlanta Braves in the regular season opener. And joining us now, the second-year player from the Phillies. He's an outfielder, might be a left fielder, might be a right fielder at times, but he is an outfielder, formerly a first baseman, and certainly a big part of the hopes and dreams of Phillies fans for the future and present of Phillies baseball, Mr. Reese Hoskins. What's going on, Reese?
Not a whole lot. Last couple days here in Clearwater, excited to get out of here.
What's the what are the emotions, Reese? I mean, you guys get real, this thing gets real soon. What are you feeling?
I think the biggest one is just, you know, a little anxious to get started. I think most of the guys are feeling pretty ready. And we're ready for the games to start meaning something.
You've had opening days in the past, but never as a big league ball player. You had experiences last year in the second half of the season. How much do you think that helps shape your approach in April, knowing that, you know, you've been through the regular season grind as it was for half a year?
Yeah, you know, opening day I think is special in itself. You know, it's something that I've never been a part of. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm excited about that, to see what that's about. You know, it's something that, I don't know, baseball's getting started. It's exciting. But, you know, the 53 days that I was up last year, learned a lot. You know, obviously there was a lot of good, but there was some bad too. And I think in the bad is where, I learned the most. And I'm excited to see, you know, where I can apply that this year.
You played with Crawford and Kingery and Alfaro in the minors. Is this team going to be stronger because you guys came up together?
I think so. You know, the organization did a great job, you know, kind of bringing us up, through the minor league system together. And I think we learned how to play with each other. We learned how to win. We learned how each of us responds in different situations, in certain situations. And that's big to know about your teammates. You know, maybe this guy needs a little kick in the butt if he's, you know, struggling a little bit. Or maybe this guy doesn't. He just, you know, needs a little more encouragement. You only learn that when you play with guys. And, you know, we had the opportunity to do that for the last couple of years.
How much film do you watch?
A lot. A lot, yeah.
That's what we've heard, yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's become a part of my daily routine. I just have learned that, you know, if there's any information that I can use or gather to help me feel more prepared when I step in the box or step on the field, I'm going to do it. I just don't see why not.
Where did the toe tap come from? And do you think that helped change your career trajectory?
Yeah, so the leg kick, it's more of a little leg kick. Yeah. Okay. It's it happened when I was down here in 2014 for the Florida Instructional League. The minor league hitting coordinator and the head of the minor league system kind of joked around with me a little bit about it, and then it kind of just turned into what it is. And yeah, absolutely changed my career. I don't know where I would be without it. I don't think that I would be the hitter that I am today without it. It just, you know, kind of allowed me to have a little bit more rhythm at the plate, a little bit more athletic than I was at the plate, and I think that's allowed me to do a lot of different things.
Reese, let's talk about your approach to the plate. You know, one of the things that certainly struck us all last year was the discipline you have. I would say the confidence that you have. Lenny Dykstra had that as a fill, the ability to hit with two strikes and not be afraid. Certainly Barry Bonds had that. What gives you that confidence to be okay to get down 0-2, knowing that you're still trying to find the right pitch at the right time?
So the strikeout has become a huge thing in this game. And nobody likes a strikeout, I don't think. Some guys may be a little bit more okay with it. I hate it. But I understand that it's a part of the game. It's going to happen. You know, the guys that are out on the mound are big leaguers too. They're pretty good as well. But I think, like you said, it's just having that confidence and that comfort in the box that even if he makes two pitches that are good pitches for him and not necessarily for me and what I'm trying to do at the plate, that the probability of him being able to do it a third time or 12 times in a game is pretty low. So, you know, pitchers make mistakes. It's going to happen. You just have to be ready and confident enough, even if it comes with two strikes, that, you know, you're ready enough to hit, that you won't miss that.
Wow. So you're thinking, like, probability-wise. Like, Larry Boa was telling us a lot of guys tighten up in big spots, and you stay loose. So you stay loose thinking probability, mathematics. Like, it's very exacting, it sounds like.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, obviously there is a lot of feel that goes into hitting, too. But, hey, you know, if he, let's just say, for example, if the pitcher out there doesn't really like to throw the ball in, but, you know, I find myself down 0-2 because he's painted two balls on the inside corner. Well, knowing what I know and what he's done in the past, he probably isn't going to be able to go in there a third time. And if he does and he beats you, you tip your cap and make him do it again the next time.
Wow. Reese, the first, I guess, would be about 3 weeks in particular last year when you're up. I mean, you're on SportsCenter. You're breaking baseball records. What was that like for you?
Pretty indescribable. You know, I don't really remember a whole lot about it. It just kind of seemed like everything was kind of a blur, kind of a pure bliss as a hitter. Wasn't a whole lot of thought, and I think that's something that, you know, us hitters chase in the box. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I think if you were to tell me that was going to happen, you know, last year right now, I probably would have laughed at you. Not that I'm not confident in my ability, but this game's been going on and will go on a lot longer than, you know, I've been around and I will be around. And it was cool. It was fun. It, you know, and it was really, really cool to experience it with the teammates that I had.
Reese Hoskins with us here, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Reese, do you have individual goals set for yourself statistically for the season?
Yeah, always. You know, I think my role in this lineup and usually the lineups that I've been in my career is to be a run producer. You know, whether that's driving runs in or scoring runs in the middle of the lineup, getting on base for the guys behind me. So my goals will be centered around, you know, getting on base and producing runs.
As a power hitter, I'm assuming you probably haven't batted too much often in the second hole, in the two hole coming through the system. True? And if so, what will it be like for you when Gabe puts you in the two hole? Just be yourself or some part of I've got to be like a traditional two hole hitter?
Yeah, that is true. I have not spent any time in the two hole except for here in spring training, but that's okay. It's, you know, Gabe is stressed that, hey, just because you're hitting second or even if you're hitting leadoff, like, just be you. You know, hit the way you normally would. You don't have to, you know, try to control the barrel, manipulate the barrel to be like a quote unquote traditional two hitter. And I think we've already seen that in spring training where, you know, I've come up in the two hole with a guy on second and third with less than two outs, and well, that's just like I would be hitting in any other position in the lineup. So I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to see how he constructs the lineup. Obviously, they have their reasons for it, and I think he's going to put us in the best position to succeed.
What took you to China and Thailand this offseason?
Just vacation. I'm very interested in other cultures. Obviously, Thailand was a little bit more relaxing than China. I really, really was interested in the Great Wall. So that was the reasoning behind China. And then, wow. So I got to spend 3 or 4 days in Beijing and then 3 or 4 days in Shanghai as well. Just experiencing the culture.
Where are you going next?
So my girlfriend and I went to, you know, Asia. We've actually talked about South Africa. We want to do an African safari next. Wow. If possible. So that's kind of in the works a little bit right now, but we'll see if we can make it happen.
And that'd be November, right? You got to keep October open?
Well, I mean, now I think the last game of the World Series is November 1st or 2nd, so we got to push that back towards Thanksgiving.
Reese, we appreciate you joining us, man. Good luck to you this season and beyond. You know, Philadelphia is very excited about, really, the landscape of Philly sports changing, we think, pretty dramatically here in the last 12 months, and with the expectation of what's up ahead for the next many years. Good luck to you this year, man, and get it rolling in Atlanta on Thursday.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Reese Hoskins with us, Joe DeCameron, John Rich. You have a new rule in Philadelphia sports. Eagles players cannot plan a vacation until mid-February. 76ers players cannot plan a vacation until late June. And the Phillies got to wait till November.
I'll tell you what. That's he's a fascinating guy.
Yeah, we'll dig into it all. There's a lot to dig in.
We got to talk about him.
Yeah, good that stuff there experience. With Reese. So enjoy talking to Reese.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.